How can underground hip hop be popular again? That was something that I thought about today. I don't know why, but I just started thinking about all the people who complain still to this moment about underground hip hop and versus new school hip hop, and how, you know, things should be the way they were. You know, they always talk, always complain to underground hip hop people, like, oh, you know, it's bullshit that, you know, that they don't play this stuff on the radio. How come the good stuff doesn't get played, but the bad stuff does? Yada yada yada. But you gotta understand, the problem is that these people who complain about why hip hop is like that, is not popular, is because they're not taking responsibility or agency themselves to help get that back to it being popular. I mean, the thing we have to understand is demand. All right, what do people demand? People now demand, they want the popular stuff. They want the fucking hits. So we can't get upset when somebody says that they want, you know, they like the brand new shit that's out, like Lil Uzi Vert and Migos and shit, when you want fucking Wu-Tang Clan, you know, the people who are still out, but they're like just underground, if you want to say. Like people like Wu-Tang Clan, who else is there? Redman and Nas and shit like that. And, you know, even like the less well-known people. That's the thing. Like, in order for underground hip-hop really to be popular, is everyone needs to take agency. Everyone needs to understand that they are all vital in making this happen. Because sitting around and complaining about how, you know, this should have been the way it should have been, you know, that it should still be the way it should be, is just only making it, is just only, I think I did, somehow in some kind of way, it's only like furthering the hate that people already have of it. People already do not even like underground hip hop because, number one, they say it's too old school. Number two, everybody's always hating on it and talking shit. So it's like, it's not beneficial. So if people could just start looking at it in a more positive way, like, how could I help to make this art form continue to be popular? Then things could perhaps change. All right? So what are some ways that we can do? I have some points. Number one, we have to stop complaining about it, right? Stop complaining about how things should have been and would have been and could have been, and it should be like this and it would have been like this. Stop doing that and rather just take action in helping. And what are some ways that we could help by making underground hip hop popular again? Is by guerrilla marketing, you know, that means like you showing it to your mom, your dad, your friends, people who like the Migos, just passively play it, aggressively play it, indirectly play it, indirectly talk about it, indirectly. I mean, like, you gotta keep pushing it, but don't come at it with like the attitude of this one's superior, this one's better than your shit. Like, don't even do that. Just fucking play it, you know? And then, you know, but we have to do it as a big thing. Number two is, another thing is, we cannot put the control in someone else's hand. You have to take the control. You know, you can't be this, you can't just be like, oh man, they gotta change it. Who's they? Who is they? It's you who has to change it. And if all of you could come, you know, if every one of you could all take initiative to, you know, to help better it, think about it. I'll do it, then you do it, then another person does it, and everyone contributes together as a me, I take responsibility type thing, an agency, whatever, then things could start changing. But when we start putting it into the hands of others, then it's just never going to go the way it wants to go. It's not going to go in your favor. Because you know what? I don't remember the statistics. Actually, I wish I knew the current statistics, but I remember back in 2000, 2005, the statistics of people who listen to underground hip hop were predominantly white males within the ages of 18 to 25 years old, who were of middle class socioeconomic status. So that is kind of tough. So when you say, oh man, this is the real shit, I mean, like, shit, think about it. I'm going to say this very fucking frankly. Whites still have better resources and a better stance and platform to be able to air out their grievances better than blacks. I'm going to be honest with you. That's, you know, it's not just an anecdotal belief. It's also, well, you could, if you want to disprove me, you can. But the idea is that, like, if this is predominantly still white males who listen to this, then there's a better chance that something of this form can be, you know, can be promoted on a larger scale. All right. But it still doesn't even matter. I think just because I think of Jews and Asians and very great communities and collective groups who just said, fuck this. We know that we're marginalized. But if, since we come together, we freaking and we work as a one cohesive unit, nobody can mess with us because we're in it together. It's like the ancient Spartans. It's like the Spartans, right? You could say the movie 300, but the whole idea of the phalanx shield, if everyone was conscientious, you know, of how they of the placement of the phalanx shield, it was impenetrable to outside forces. Impenetrable. Provided everyone was conscientious, you know, conscious, was aware, skilled, and took responsibility, knowing that they all were a vital or all were instrumental to the defense of the army, you know, of the team, of the collection, then nothing could mess with it. The phalanx shield was strong. So so that's how it is. When you work as a team and you work cohesively as one unit, nobody can mess with you. But everyone wants to pawn the responsibility off on someone else. Everyone wants to complain and look at things negatively, how it shoulda, woulda, coulda been. You know how long this shoulda, woulda, coulda been with hip-hop, underground hip-hop has been? It's been like that since I was rapping. Well, I've been rapping since I was 14, right? It's 2000 and what? What is it? 2018, and I stopped rapping at 2000, like just regular rap. I stopped rapping like 2014, 15, I don't remember. Yeah, 2015, when I came up with the Rhyming Book Review. And back in 2000, people were complaining, oh, hip hop, yo, it's never gonna ever be the same. Thanks to the government, thanks to these people, thanks to that people. Like, it was just, it's been like that for almost 20 years. People are still complaining about that. Like, how do you do that? I don't know. And so that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be. And that's the reason. It's never going to progress. It's not going to get new. It's never going to be fresher. It's not going to look cool. It's, you know, if we continue the whole complaining and how it should have been, would have been, could have been like this, or how, you know, this, we're better and we should be getting props. No, like, you got to find a different way of doing it. I'm probably going to post up another piece of content that's like this. But to be honest with you guys, like, underground hip-hop is not going to move the way it wants to, because nobody's taking responsibility or agency to promote it. And they keep putting everything on the hands of someone else. Another thing I want to say is, too, MCs also have to play an active role in it. MCs think that they're all an island. That was another problem, too. They all put themselves on a pedestal thinking that they're the shit, you know? Because I'm a rapper and I get on stage and now everybody looks at me. No, you're fucking like everybody else. Everybody else raps. Everybody else just raps. You know how much fucking rap is out there? How many MCs and rappers are out there on social media? You know how much is that? It's this endless scene. You've known that. It's gotten even worse. Your drunken uncle's grandmother who lives in a basement in Idaho raps. Everybody fucking raps now. So MCs have to get off their pedestal, have to get off their throne, and they also have to promote and not look at it in such a superior way. Like, MCs have to also take the responsibility to promote it as well. So there's many other examples, but I'd love to hear your side as well. So leave me a message, leave me a comment here. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the state of underground hip-hop, or hip-hop in general. But I'd love to hear what you think about, you know, the boom bap, or the boom bap style underground hip hop. I mean, here's some examples of some MCs: Atmosphere, or people from Rhymesayers, Brother Ali, Doppelgangas. I mean, the list can keep going on and on. Locksmith. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. But
These are the people who have quote-unquote skills that are being neglected by the majority of people, because the majority of people rather listen to mumble rap and, you know, just phonemes, phonetics of people going, skirt. So it's going to stay like that, guys. It's always, you know, like the majority want that because that's what's in demand. So if you understand that this is what's in demand, and I didn't mean to rhyme, but that's what happened off the mind. When you see that this is what's in demand, then you can't fight against it. Until you can make it a demand, but until then, you're going against a large group of people who prefer dumbed down rap. So we gotta stop blaming people and start taking more agency. That's all I can say. Please leave a message. I'd love to hear what you guys say.